News Talk 94.9 WSJM FM, Benton Harbor, St. Joseph. Depend on us.
WSJM News Time, 6 o'clock. It's 33. News Talk 94.9 WSJM News now begins with your weather forecast. A winter weather advisory in effect until 9 o'clock this morning. We've had rain overnight causing some slick spots on the roads, mainly mostly slushy this morning, but sidewalks and bridges and overpasses and exits and entrances to the highways are very slick, so plan some extra time this morning. We'll see rain and snow throughout the day, turning to mostly snow this afternoon, a high today 37. Lake effect snow showers tonight down to 23, and then some occasional lake effect snow in the forecast tomorrow. Could see 1 to 3 inches and a high tomorrow of 30. With Sandy Lieberg in for Pat Moody, I'm Ray Gustafson. The news this morning brought to you by May Oberfell Lorber. Accessible, experienced, versatile. Visit maylorber.com. Here's your top story now at 6.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer will be giving her first State of the State address in Lansing tonight. She says the priorities she laid out during the campaign remain at the top of her list.
The crisis in our infrastructure and in our skills gap and education system. And so I'm going to stay focused on those. Those are the fundamentals. And I think those are where we've got opportunity, because clean water is not a Democratic issue or a Republican issue. It's about making sure we deliver for the people of the state.
Whitmer adds that fixing the roads is also a top priority and says it's an opportunity for Mission to show that divided government does not mean gridlock.
Meanwhile, freshman state representative Brad Paquette of Berrien Springs wants details on how she plans to follow through with the pledge to fix the roads.
I'm really curious as to how she's going to reprioritize funds and maybe spend the money that we are already paying on the gas tax on actual roads without cutting our education funding.
Fellow freshman Republican Representative Pauline Wenzel of Watervliet has the same question, also wants to hear about education.
During her campaign, she talked a lot about fixing the roads, and I'm looking forward to hearing her plan for that. Talking about maybe CTE training. I know it's a big issue in my district and down in the southwest corner.
Whitmer's State of the State address will be at 7 o'clock tonight, and you can hear it live right here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
State Representative Beth Griffin is hoping to get a hearing soon on legislation that would allow some Michigan prison inmates to be moved to medical facilities when they are deemed medically frail. The Mattawan Republican tells us the plan is intended to save money while creating a process to remove unthreatening inmates from the prisons.
So it does not, of course, apply to any individual that would be convicted of first-degree murder or criminal sexual conduct. Those people are automatically ineligible, so we're not talking about dangerous criminals here.
Griffin says the bill would allow for the affected inmates to receive treatment through Medicaid. She notes with an increasing average age among inmates, the plan becomes more necessary. The idea was pushed by former State Senator John Prose during the previous term, but Griffin says time ran out to get it approved. She's waiting on a hearing before the House Judiciary Committee this spring.
Well, could local control be returning to Benton Harbor area schools? Well, according to State School Reform Officer Bill Pearson, it's possible. Pearson tells us lame duck legislation approved by state lawmakers eliminated language related to the school reform office. If it's taken strictly, then the SRO and therefore the cooperative agreement governing Benton Harbor area schools would end on July 1st. District CEO Robert Herrera told Benton Harbor school trustees last week they need to be prepared for the possibility of a return to local control. Pearson says he's waiting for instructions from the Michigan Attorney General's office on what last year's legislative change means. Currently under the cooperative agreement, Herrera runs Benton Harbor schools under the oversight of the state, while the Board of Education serves an advisory role. Pearson says he's hoping for clarification on what's next from the Attorney General within the next month.
Lighthouse tours are expanding in St. Joseph this summer with the addition of Wednesday evenings, Sunday afternoons, and early Friday mornings from 6 to 8 in August. The tours are done by the Heritage Museum and Cultural Center, and Community Engagement Coordinator Kate Ulry says there are some pricing changes this year.
It's always been $5 to go all the way to the top, and you definitely want to go all the way to the top. But past that, if you want a private tour, your family wants a tour, it's $50 to book and then $10 per person to go on the tour.
The private tours had previously been $350, and Ulry hopes the reduction will result in more people and groups booking those events. The tours will run from Memorial Day through September 8th this year.
Coming up this weekend will be free fishing all across Michigan. The Michigan Department of Natural Resources tells us this coming Saturday and Sunday will be a chance for you to go fishing without a license. Also throughout the weekend, state parks will waive the recreation passport entry fee normally required for vehicle access. The DNR says there are also several organized events planned in the spirit of outdoor recreation throughout the weekend. You can find out about them at michigan.gov/freefishing. The DNR notes other fishing regulations will remain in place throughout the weekend. WSJM News Time, 6:05. It's 33. Yesterday on Wall Street, the Dow was down 53. NASDAQ up 9. S&P 500 up 1. Details in 20 minutes. Up next in WSJM News, the legislature trying to give schools a break on making up those snow days.
The whole is greater than its parts. That's May Oberfell Lorber, Northern Indiana's oldest law firm, with individual attorneys coming together as a team to meet your complex legal challenges. Our team is dedicated to advising you on a broad range of legal matters, focused on positive outcomes, finding quick and effective resolutions to your legal disputes. Whether it be assisting you in estate planning, real estate, personal injuries, business transactions, employment issues, or litigation, May Oberfell Lorber will provide prompt, effective representation. We're your neighbors, your friends, your local team with offices in Mishawaka and Southwest Michigan. May Oberfell Lorber, here when you need us because we're part of the community, coming together to take the complicated out of your life. Accessible, experienced, versatile. Visit maylorber.com.
WSJM News Time, 6:06, it's 33. School districts that are out of snow days from extreme winter weather might get a break from Lansing.
Under a bill now being drawn up by House Representative Ben Frederick, anytime the state declares a weather-related emergency, districts would not have those days count against their 6 snow days or the 3 additional days that require state approval. The Owosso Republican was approached with the idea by a teacher from his district. He says it strikes the right balance between providing relief during an emergency while making sure students have adequate time in the classroom.
Ron Dewey, Michigan News Network.
Lots of schools closing this morning. We'll run down the list in 4 minutes. In other news, car makers this week anxiously awaiting an important report from the Trump administration.
The Commerce Department's final report on the possible need for tariffs is due next Sunday. After that, the president has 90 days to act on the recommendations. Mr. Trump would have many options, up to adding a 25% tariff on imported vehicles. Car makers have expressed concerns about anything that could raise prices and possibly cut sales. Jeff Gilbert, the Michigan News Network.
It was dueling political rallies in El Paso, Texas last night as voters might have gotten a sneak peek at the 2020 run for the White House.
Former Congressman Beto O'Rourke lost a U.S. Senate race in November, but might have launched a run at the Democratic presidential nomination last night.
We are making a stand for the truth against lies and hate and ignorance and intolerance.
A short time later, President Trump took notice and predicted what today's headlines might say.
Beto O'Rourke had a wonderful rally of about 15 people.
In truth, over 1,000 O'Rourke supporters held a march and then a rally. Jim Ryan, ABC News, El Paso.
Flight attendants say if there is another government shutdown, they might stop the airlines from flying.
Association of Flight Attendants President Sarah Nelson says her members may not be able to go on strike, but they can stop work on safety grounds.
We raise our hand if we see something that's not safe.
And if the government shuts down again, she says the skies won't be safe.
I have never been as concerned as I am right now.
Nelson doesn't say her members are taking sides in the battle over border security, but she does say another shutdown threatens air safety, and her union won't stand for that. Pete Combs, ABC News.
A major change coming to the Oscars.
And the Oscar goes to Dunkirk.
Dunkirk won Best Editing at the Oscars last year, and this year you won't see that category presented live on TV. In an effort to shorten the show and keep the attention of viewers, the Academy has picked 4 categories that it'll hand out Oscars to during the commercial breaks and then play back an edited version of the win later in the show. Film editing will be joined by cinematography, live action short, and makeup and hairstyling. There's still 20 other awards to hand out live. For context, the Grammys Sunday night only gave out 9 during the live TV show. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Now the scoreboard on News Talk 94.9. NBA last night, Pistons win. They beat the Wizards 121-112. The Pacers topped the Hornets 99-90. And the Bucks beat the Bulls 112-99. For these and other stories, log on to WSJM.com. News Talk 94.9 WSJM, depend on us. News Time now 6:10. Up next, WSJM weather you can depend on.